The Israeli army deliberately targeted veteran Al Jazeera journalist Shirin Abu Aqleh. This is the main finding of the Palestinian public prosecutor's investigation into the killing. In a press conference in the presidential headquarters in the occupied West Bank, the prosecutor explained how Shirin was targeted while trying to escape a barrage of bullets.
It's been proven conclusively that the targeting of Shirin Abu Aqleh and the group of journalists by the Israeli occupation forces was direct and deliberate. That has been proved by the type of the rifle, a Ruger Mini 14, and the type of the bullet known as armor-piercing bullet.
The investigation confirmed there was no firing from the Palestinian side at the time Shirin was killed. The bullet is a key evidence in the case. Palestinian officials have refused to hand it over to the Israeli authorities. The Palestinian Authority won't even release the picture of the bullet, saying Israel will try to use it to manipulate facts. That mistrust is why the Palestinian Authority has refused a joint investigation with Israel, saying it can't trust Israel to investigate itself. The Israeli narrative changed several times since Shirin was shot. The Israeli army stressed that it can't determine if she was killed by Palestinians or by Israeli forces. The Al Jazeera Media Network has formed a legal team to refer Shirin's file to the International Criminal Court, ICC. Earlier this week, the Palestinian Foreign Ministry submitted the file of Shirin's killing to the High Tribunal, hoping the ICC's prosecutor would investigate the case.
We will continue to resort to all international forums. We will not abandon a single right of the Palestinian people. We will present all the documents to the international courts, including this significant report, and we have already referred several documents to the International Criminal Court.
The Palestinian investigation report is the latest addition to witnesses' accounts and several investigations confirming that Shirin was deliberately targeted.
It's seen here as more proof, as more evidence that if and when the ICC decides to investigate this case, then they will have more witnesses, they will have more findings. But the Palestinians here are hoping that with the international pressure, with the media attention to this case, that the ICC will indeed investigate Shirin's killing as a war crime.
Many here say that Shirin is not the first victim of the Israeli occupation and fear she won't be the last. They want accountability, but fear, it's a far-fetched expectation. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the Occupied West Bank.